Scientists have documented two biotoxins in Alaska's marine mammal population above the Arctic Circle for the first time. That's according to a new study out today in the journal Harmful Algae. But as KNOM's Emily Schwing reports, it's not clear if algal toxins have always existed in the Arctic because scientists haven't looked for them before.
Scientists didn't expect to find algal toxins in ocean water or marine mammals that range north of the Gulf of Alaska or the state's southeast region.
This is really important because these are animals that are integral to the culture and the community and food security here in Alaska.
Dr. Frances Gulland is a commissioner with the Federal Marine Mammal Commission. She also co-authored the new study.
There are detectable levels that have actually been measured of two different biotoxins, domoic acid and saxitoxin. And both these are toxins produced by harmful algal blooms.
The two are known to cause amnesic shellfish disorder and paralytic shellfish disorder in people. Gay Sheffield is a biologist with the Alaska Sea Grant's Marine Advisory Program. She's also a study co-author.
Now that we see that algae is there, what would be the best course of action and to make it comprehensive knowledge is to find out how our Russian neighbors have seen any of these unusual algaes or unusual, if they have any unusual concerns. And more importantly, is there a traditional knowledge on shellfish poisoning or algal blooms or strange behavioral events with marine mammals?
After algae die in the ocean, what's left gets consumed or filtered by shellfish like clams and mussels, staple foods for many marine mammals. So if there are algal toxins present, they could end up in the gut contents of an unsuspecting Pacific walrus, for example. Sheffield says of the 13 marine mammal species sampled over the course of nearly a decade, walrus had the highest levels of algal toxins.
And because it's such an important subsistence food item for the Bering Strait, there's of course interest both from an animal health perspective, but a public health, human health, food security as well. But right now, there's no problem.
According to the study, levels of algal toxins measured don't exceed regulatory limits for seafood safety in Alaska or at the federal level. It's also not clear if the toxins have always been present in the far north, because scientists never tested for them before now. Frances Gulland adds that the study isn't only limited in size, but the data itself can't provide information about the magnitude of exposure, because toxins like domoic acid are cleared from an animal's bloodstream or its gastrointestinal system so quickly.
So if you think about if the animal ate some food 10 minutes ago that was full of domoic acid, it would have a high level. But if it's 12 hours since the animal ate, the levels will be lower. If it was 2 days since the animal ate, they may be really low. So really, the data are limited because they're only telling you what's there at that snapshot in time.
Research does indicate an increase in the occurrence of algal blooms in the Arctic. Gulland believes that's due to warming ocean temperatures and changes in sea ice extent.
The plants, they grow, they are temperature dependent, so clearly with warmer waters, they're going to replicate quicker. So it's sensible to assume that temperature is important. But there are also changes in micronutrients, things like iron and different components of water that will affect how they bloom as well.
Funding for study sampling came from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Additional money came from the National Institute of Health and the National Science Foundation. I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.